Last time we had left off, that the halacha is that somebody who goes and leaves their dorm room, or for that matter, a family that leaves their house before the night of Yudalid, also needs to do a bedika of chametz. Let me share with you a very, very important sif in Simin Tof Lamed Vav Sif Gimel that has profound halacha l'maisa implications for many people who are leaving their homes or their rooms before Pesach and they're going somewhere else. Listen to how far the chiyuv of bedika goes. I'm not reading for you some contemporary chumrah. I'm reading for you from the Shulchan Aruch itself. Says the Halakha Mechaber, Yisrael Ayotz Mebeis Eina Yehudi. If you rented a house from a Gentile and you're leaving today, Toch Shoshim Yom V'Nichnas B'Bayis Acher B'Ir Zuh Holech Lir Acheres, Eino Tzarech Levar Bayis Eina Yehudi. You don't have to do bedika there. Sherei Kiyam Mitzvahs Biur. Avolimu Farsh Yotze B'Shar V'Lo Yikhanes B'Pesach B'Bayis. But what happens if the goy is not going to come into the house? You're never coming back to the house. You're renting a house that belongs to a Gentile. There are some who still say you have to do bedika. The Yesh Omrim concludes the Ramah, Shein Etzarech, Kish Nichnas Bo'ein Yehudi. Some say if the Gentile is going to come in such a case, you don't. Some say even if the Gentile is going to come in, you have to, and some say don't. So Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura concludes on the top line, on page Tes, that we go L'kuch. That if you're leaving a house where a Gentile is going to move back into and a Jew is not going to, then you don't have to do a bedika. So here you could be Mekel. But anything else, one has to be Machna. I heard from some people that they said, well, I have an Eitzah. My Eitzah is that we're going to be traveling on the night of the 14th. We're already going to Florida, to California, to Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. And therefore, what we're going to do is to deal with the problem of bedika. On the night of the 14th, we have to do a bedika. Is we're going to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. What's Mechiras Yud Gimel going to do? Mechiras Yud Gimel makes it that on the 14th, I don't have to do a bedika. I don't need to make a shliach. So Rabosai, the eighth of the Mechiras Yud Gimel is not correct. Why? Because at the end of the day, it is clear that if your room is not going to a Gentile, then in such a case that a Gentile is not moving into that room, then in such a case the halacha is that you have to do a bedika. Even if you know for sure you're not going to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh because you're selling it to a goy, and you know for sure you're not coming back to the house. Then why did the poskim have Mechiras Yud Gimel? So I'll tell you why. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, this same Mishnah Brura, in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Brura says that you have a Mechiras Yud Gimel dealing with the following question. What rooms do you have to do bedika on? Do you have to do bedika on the rooms that you're going to be in on Pesach? Or maybe even the rooms that you're selling to a Gentile the next day? The Chassam Sofer raised such a question. And therefore, the Eitzah the Chassam Sofer gave was to do a Mechiras Yud Gimel so that the rooms that you're anyhow, the entire rooms you're shutting off, for example, let's say a garage, that you don't want to have to do Bedikas Chametz in the whole garage. So you say to the Rav, I'm selling that garage to a guy. But the night of the 14th, it still belongs to you. So maybe then you would have to do bedika on the whole thing, which seems to be quite redundant. So on that, says the Mishnah Brura, Mechiras Yud Gimel works. However, if you look up the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer himself, in Orach Chaim Simin Kuf Lamed Vav, you will see that the Chassam Sofer says that there is a chiyuv on every person to do bedika, which means that a person who's traveling, if they're not going to do a bedika in their house, and they're selling all of the chametz in their house to a goy because they know they're going to be in California for the entire Pesach, then they have to make sure that they do a bedika on the night of the 14th in the place that they are. And if they're traveling on the night of the 14th, then that becomes a very serious problem. Because there's a chiyuv of bedika on every single person. Therefore, it could very well be that they would have to make a bracha on the bedika on the morning of the 14th. But I would recommend that the best thing for them to do is to segregate in the area of their house and say, this room we're going to do bedika on, bedikas chametz, and thereby be yotzer their chiyuv midrabanan on bedikas chametz. Which means, and it begs machshava, if you want, I've spoken in the past about this, that there's a chiyuv of bedika on every single individual in Klal Yisrael, and every single person has to decide where they're going to do their bedika. Finally, Menon Sal Shlita told me that he himself doesn't even do Mechiras Yugimel at all. And when I described him what I thought was a mistake, that there are some people who say that they do Mechiras Yugimel and they don't do bedika, he said certainly that is a mistake and it should not be done, and that there is a chiyuv of bedika, which means that the best chiyuv bedika that you have is your own dorm room, or if you're home before Pesach and someone else does your dorm room for you, if you're home before Pesach as well to help out in the bedika in the house on the night of the 14th, that's also ideal. That's even a bedika with a bracha, but every single person should be doing a bedika, and a mechiras yugimel is a chumrah, not a kula. It's a chumrah for those who held that you have to do bedika on everything, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that you might even have to do a bedika on a house that's going back to a guy, even though it's counterintuitive. So that some introduced the mechiras yugimel. But halacha lemaisa, you could be mekel, that you could check only the areas that are going to be yours on Pesach, but it's nigh that you're going to check. But you don't need to do a mechiras yugimel on that. Rav Nevin Sal told me he doesn't do mechiras yugimel at all. You don't have to check the garage if you know for sure you're selling it to a guy. That's our kula. But, mi'ikr didina, we say that many people are making mistakes, that they do not do bedika at all, and that is abdicating a mitzvah derabbanan, that according in the words of the Chasam Sofer, is a chov, a chiyuv, akar kafta de gavra, and it bothers me very much that there are rabbanim that encourage a mechiras yugimel, that ultimately people don't do a bedika at all. They say, if you're traveling, just do a mechiras yugimel, you're going to be okay. That is a terrible mistake. Halach, it's a bittul of the mitzvah derabbanan, no pun intended. We're going to get to bittul shortly. It's a bittul of the mitzvah derabbanan of bedikas chametz. Yes, sir.
So you're going over Pesach. Is the bedika that you have to be at night after, or
it
can't be whenever?
You should do the bedika at night. L'chatchila bedika should be done. If you're leaving your dorm room and you realize during the day, so you could do it. Most definitely do it during the day. But l'chatchila bedika should be done at night for sure on Yud Aleph. Whether we say that in regards to Yud Bet or Yud Aleph or for Adar, that yesh lavi. Whether you have to
so bedika for your dorm, you're not going to be in your dorm on Yud Aleph.
So it doesn't matter. If you do a bedika, there are one of two possibilities with your dorm room. One possibility is to appoint a shliach and do a kinyan, that you appoint your roommate the shliach. It's not the pshat that what happens is that the last guy out, poor guy, he gets stuck with doing it. That's not correct, because he then is not taking care of your obligation. But if you have a discussion and there are smiles on everybody's faces, and then in such a case, then you all mamana him willingly as a shliach on your behalf, and you promise that you're going to do other things, that then you'll be yotzi or chiyu bedika. It's true that you could be mamana shliach for bedika, that's true. But if you're not mamana shliach, and then that guy goes and he does all bedika, cleans the room, etc., then you wouldn't be yotzi your chiyu. So in your dorm room, you can either be mamana shliach, or if you're going to sell the entire room with all of your roommates, then when you're home on the night of the 14th, so then in such a case, you have a chiyuv of bedika at home where you're going to be for Pesach. But again, there is an option, if the yeshiva allows, to sell all the chametz in the room, provided that you're going to do a bedika on the night of the 14th. But if you're going to ask somebody that's not going to do either, then he's being mevatel the mitzvah derabbanan that the Chasam Sofer described as a chiyuv akar kafta de gavra. And I'm not aware of 0.001 of the poskim might disagree with the Chassam Sofer. 99.999% of the poskim agree with the Chassam Sofer, and therefore that's the correct
approach. You don't have to do your own. You don't have to do
a peek of
the room.
For that matter, yes, you could appoint the shliach for everything.
No, you don't appoint the shliach.
You don't appoint the shliach, then in such a case, then you don't. If you're going to sell it to a guy, then you don't have to.
Correct.
And do a peek at home.
Correct.